Customs brokers, duties, and taxes. Customs brokers. The complexity of the customs process means that the assistance of customs brokers is often required. Customs brokers are private individuals or firms, licensed by customs, that are knowledgeable about and can facilitate the entire process. They are typically paid on a fee basis for each entry they handle. Examples of customs complexity include navigating product classifications and determining the legal ability to export. Another reason to get a customs broker is that the regulations and rulings change frequently, such as when nations renegotiate trade agreements. Duties and taxes. The primary purpose of customs is to collect proper tax revenues related to the nation's imports and exports. A duty is a tax levied by a government on the importation, exportation, or use and consumption of goods. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. The duty is usually based on the type of goods being imported, classified according to the harmonized system of classification, described below. The value of the goods being imported, based on the invoice value and the valuation rules. Valuation is also discussed below. The value of any duty assist given by the importer to the manufacturer when the product is first transported to the importer. For example, the importer provides the tooling needed to produce the product. The country from which the products are imported based on rules of origin. This can be more complicated if product components are manufactured in different countries. The duty is usually calculated as a percentage of the goods value, but may also be based on weight or units shipped. In the EU, T1 and T2 declarations cover the export of goods from within the EU to points outside of the EU. T1 status refers to goods traveling under a customs transit procedure for which neither duty nor VAT has been paid, similar to inbound shipments. T2 status refers to the movement of community status goods to European Free Trade Association, EFTA countries. EFTA countries include Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway, and Switzerland. T2 goods are those for which customs duty has been paid at the import location. In-transit shipments that are not inbound or T1/T2 status are called free circulation goods. U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, receives the duty owed for goods that have been lost or misdirected or did not arrive at the port of export, bonded warehouse, or foreign trade zone, or entered into U.S. commerce illegally. This agency uses a software program to track the compliance of inbound movements. The program inspects at random either the port of origin or destination and posts audit records at various time intervals, for example, at 60 or 90-day intervals. It allows brokers and carriers to enter inbound movement data and notify CBP of arrivals or closures.